Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga, shut up.
What is up? It is a dreary Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 12. Getting up there. We're getting old.
I know.
This is Big Daddy and my co-host, Faye Elise, Faye Jackson, Big Booty.
What's up? How was your weekend?
We, you and I were just... It was pretty good. I didn't do too much of nothing. Just, you know, I've been in a lot of pain with this ankle and, you know, stuff like that. I'll go ahead and get into it because we're all family here at Hard Talk Radio. I went to the doctor Friday. They were going to take the air cast off and take the, you know, take the staples out, take the wrapping from off my ankle. So they started to do that. And as soon as he pulled the galls away, the ankle started to see blood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like this dark-colored blood and fluid or whatever. So he was like, oh, God. So he said it was a hematoma. So when he looked at it, he pressed on it, and this stuff shot out of my ankle onto him.
Yeah.
And the other person that was in the room, it was quite disgusting. So he rewrapped it and put the brace back on and said, come back this Friday. I had to go a whole another week. I still can't drive. I still can't do too much of anything until, you know, I get these staples and stuff out. So this is what it is. You know, I've been patient this long and be a little more patient. On top of that, you know, I've been taking these shots that's in my blood, and now I'm severely bruised around my stomach, which is, like, really killing me. But between the ankle and between these bruises, I'm still, you know, trucking along or whatever. So we're going to do this show, and I ain't going to be too long on it. Because I'm not feeling that hot. But, you know, I promise to deliver and I deliver. How about your weekend?
The weekend was good. Ring of Honor was in Philly this upcoming,
yes,
was past weekend. So I was at the show. It was an awesome house show. Very awesome house show. Main event, Matt Sydal versus Jay Lethal. I mean, you can go on ringofhonorwrestling.com if you don't want me to spoil it for you. But awesome. It was awesome all the way around.
That's good. We also had a, I don't even know what to call it. Was it a pay-per-view? Was it a pre-WrestleMania? I just can't, you know, wrap my head about what I watched that night. But it was WWE Roadblock. And my opinion on that was it was a waste of time because I was thinking that maybe something major would have happened because it's weeks away from WrestleMania. But nothing major happened. No title switch hands. I just didn't get the purpose of having this exclusive show on the network. Unless the network numbers are down and they're just trying to get people to, you know, tune in. And, you know, get the, you know, subscription and network or whatever. But outside of that, it was a pretty much waste of time. Now, the like you and I were saying before we got on the air, the NXT tag match was excellent. And they really worked that show. But, like,
mm-hmm,
the rest of it was just, a big waste of time to me. So, what's your opinion?
I almost wonder why they decided to do Roadblock on Saturday. Like, it,
mm-hmm,
it wasn't a need for, like, I literally just got done watching it because I was at Ring of Honor. I wasn't watching Roadblock. We all know WrestleMania is coming up. It'd been different if there had been something spectacular to happen, like maybe Triple H lost the belt and it was like, oh my God, you know, Dean Ambrose is the champ now, so now it's going to be Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns and whoever. But even with the Divas match, it was Charlotte versus Natalya. They gave a good match, but you knew Natalya was not going to win it. So what was the purpose of it?
Mm-hmm.
Even with the New Day in the League of Nations. Is maybe New Day would have lost the championships and they weren't going into WrestleMania with the tag team championships. Then it's like, okay, like this is the reason why we had this roadblock, because that's why the pay-per-view is called Roadblock, because anything could happen, but nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And give my opinion on WrestleMania. A lot of people ask me my opinion. I'm going to give my opinion. This might actually be the worst WrestleMania in history. Because before this, it was, I think 11 was the worst, on Lawrence Taylor. That was the worst. So I think this might actually be the worst WrestleMania. We have a caller. Hold on a second. Hello, caller. Welcome
Hello?
To Big Daddy's Hard Talk. Yes.
Hey, Big Daddy. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I can't complain. Who's calling?
All right. Well, my name is George. I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay.
Are you? Yeah. I just want to tell you, yeah, I totally agree with you. is it me or this WrestleMania is getting worse and worse and worse? It's hard to be a fan, man. It's hard to be a fan.
It is.
And, you know, it's his first. This might be the first time my whole entire life since I watched the first one that I don't
mm-hmm.
even want to watch it. I don't even want to watch it this year.
And you know what? Your name was George, right?
Yeah.
George, I totally agree with you. And it's making it hard because to me, as being a wrestler along with a wrestling fan, I was a wrestler fan before I was a wrestler. So when I became a wrestler, you know, I just became a bigger fan. So mm-hmm. I look forward to WrestleMania. I look forward to that build. It was like the Super Bowl to me, but bigger.
Right.
I am a football fan. I played football. I played semi-pro football for 2 years. So I'm a football
right.
fan. But to me, WrestleMania was bigger than that. So I would have people over. We had food, drink, whatever. We sit and watch WrestleMania. I'm so not into this. That I don't even know if I'm going to have people over.
You know, this crazy thing about it is, I'm excited because Jacqueline got in Hall of Fame. Much deserved.
Yep.
Much deserved.
Oh, she did.
And I mean, huh?
Oh, did they nominate her? Today?
Yeah, they announced it today.
Oh,
yeah, Jacqueline
that.
Got in.
Okay.
And I mean,
so you know
I love that.
We saw that coming.
Yep, I love that girl since day one. That girl can beat guys. You know what I mean? She totally
yes.
flipped over the
yes.
women's division. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But trust and believe, I'm looking forward to the Hall of Fame. More I'm looking
more
forward
I'm
to WrestleMania.
Looking forward to WrestleMania. Yes,
yeah.
George, I totally agree. And you know what, to go
yeah.
back on Jacqueline, I remember when she first broke into WCW and she was with Kevin Cole.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I watched her pick up somebody and body slam them with heels on. And I'm
yes,
like,
with
this
ease.
Is for real.
Hey,
this
before I go,
she was. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Before I go, I just want to say
mm-hmm.
what's up to you, Trudy. I was a fan of yours. I saw that match you had. It was great.
Oh, thank you.
It was a great. I mean, two of my
you
now it's two of my favorite
I didn't
ladies.
See that match yet?
And then no, hey, but Big Daddy, I got a surprise for you, man. You know who you're talking to, right?
No, I don't.
I'll give you four hints. TSLE. TSLE. You don't remember? TSLE reunion? Oh,
no.
Man, that's bad. That's bad. I have a party coming up.
You hit the head a lot.
Okay. I have a party in April. Oh, that's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about now.
Okay, how you doing? Yes.
I'm doing
good, man.
Everybody told me to sneak up on you like this, so I'm the sacrificial lamb. So I wanted to sneak up on you like this.
I'm glad you stuck up for me. I appreciate it.
Man, no problem. But look, man, you know, big props for your show, man. I mean, like I said, it's a big disappointment this year for WrestleMania, but I'm happy for my girl Jacqueline today, and I'm ecstatic because, hell, not only she was a great competitor, I had a major crush on her. So,
The one pay-per-view she did with Capital Carnage where they ripped her shirt off, I might have rewound that at least 100 times.
Yes. Hey, any woman that looks good and still kick you behind, she's all woman for me. So, no doubt about that. Oh, she's number two. Shooty's number two. Right behind ODB, right behind her. Right behind ODB. So I'm just saying, Trudy was number two. So, hey, big props to you, Trudy. You had a great match. I loved every second of it, man.
Thank you.
You got a great up-and-coming career. I'm starting following YouTube stuff, and I sent you a message to congratulate you. I hear nothing back, but I did cry for a couple of days. I got over it, though.
No, if it was on Facebook, my Facebook, I don't answer those messages at all, only because there's some good ones, but there's some ones I'm like, you know what, I can't even look at Facebook Messenger anymore.
All I said was congratulations, you had a great match, and that's a bad one.
You know what, I probably honestly didn't even see it. I don't even open Facebook Messenger. Like, I don't open
it at all.
It's all
right. I figure you're a busy lady and you had time to respond, but a lot of therapy and I got over it, so I'm good now. You still
but
cool.
But you know what, just because you said something, I'm going to go through tonight. I'm going to go through my Facebook Messenger tonight. Well, I probably got like 1,000 messages in there. So I'm going to go through
whenever
it tonight and just look at it.
Whenever you get a chance, that's cool. I was an instant fan when I saw it. I was looking forward to it, and I watched it. I was an instant fan.
Thank you.
Big Daddy, I better see you next Monday.
Yes.
I'm going to look for you next Monday, man, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. I'll be there, too.
All right, bro.
All right. Good talking to both of y'all.
Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
See? Get your props. You understand? You get your props. You're all nervous.
But don't worry. The match I did for Ring of Honor is coming out soon. I was informed. It will be released very soon.
Because everybody waiting.
Well, there are some things we have to do. You know, we got to make it look good. Production-wise.
Yeah,
not match-wise, but production-wise. We're putting on a big show.
Mm-hmm. They got to put the wider screen in there to get all your booty and the camera lens and everything. I understand that.
No. Well, probably, actually.
But that's all I got to say.
Yeah,
I didn't know about the Jacqueline thing, and that is great.
Yeah, Jacqueline got inducted into the Hall of Fame today, which is like, to me, that's like super major. Because growing up, and I hate to sound old, but growing up, I watched Jacqueline. She's the whole reason why I wanted to even get into this, because it was somebody that was my complexion, somebody that was an African-American female, and she was kicking guys' butts like it was nothing. Like even George said, in high heels, jumping on people's back. She had a match with Disco Inferno. She came to WWE and killed it. Like, you know, she had to lose a couple of matches because you know, some of the women weren't trained. But she to me, she was Superwoman. I'm gonna put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And,
but for her to get accepted today, I was like, yeah, she is the GOAT. Like, to me, she's the greatest of all time. In my opinion.
And she might be the first black woman to be inducted.
She is.
Yeah. Which ain't too many blacks, you know, that's inducted, but for her to be the first black woman is just perfect, as she should have been. And who else would have been before her outside of Sapphire? But That's great. That is really great. And I can't wait to watch Walsh watch that induction thing, which I think they got kind of cheesy with it this year, because remember before they did the whole vignette, talk about their real name and how they started and this, that, and forth, congratulations to them. Now it's just Cole and JBL saying it like as a at the glance, like saying, okay, yeah, the Godfather's getting inducted. He had pimp, he's a pimp with a bunch of hoes. And even with the Freebirds, like, they didn't even get, like, down and dirty. But I'm like, oh, give them the same respect that you gave everybody else all the rest of the year.
Right.
So I guess the next person will probably be the last person this year, because you're going to need a valet. Not a valet, like a manager. So it's like they got the woman, they got the color, they got the tag team. Sting is the superstar. I guess all you need is like a manager. I wonder who's next.
Yeah, they're going to do a manager and, of course, another celebrity of some sort that was involved in the WWE.
Like, I don't know what celebrity you could really put in, because Pete Rose got in.
And so did Donald Trump.
Donald Trump got in.
Yep. Mike Tyson.
Did Cyndi Lauper get in?
Who?
Cyndi Lauper.
I don't think so. They inducted her.
She was to give her her props, because she was at a part of WrestleMania 1, which was cool, and she was a part of that whole rock and wrestling movement. We heard MTV.
It'd be kind of fitting, too, Roddy Piper, I don't think he's been dead a year yet. So, you know, she, between her, the segment she did with her and Roddy Piper, it would kind of be fitting to put her in.
Yeah. Yeah, Piper just died maybe 3-4 months ago. So, yeah, it would be good for her to get in. But let's take this commercial and then come back with some more Big Daddy Hard Talk. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Good for Jacqueline. Good for, and I agree with my man George. I'm like, look, I'm looking more forward to the Hall of Fame than I am to WrestleMania stuff.
I have to
pull this together, because that's 4 hours. I don't want to sit bored.
What?
We'll talk about that when we come back. Now, people, everybody, please sit through this 10-hour commercial block. But we'll be right back with Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA, not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing, too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com.
to keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes' native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/letters-from-Holmes.
And we're back. Now, that was 5 minutes that we'll never get back. But welcome back to Big Daddy Car Talk, Volume 12. And I was instant messaging my buddy George, which I realized who it was. And he had a great idea. The celebrity that he also could put in, Regis Philbin.
Oh, yeah. Totally forgot about him.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. That'd be a real good one. I want to get to the relationship question, and then I'm going to take this call.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What if, okay, here we go. Let's just say, okay, you found out that honey's best friend's wife was cheating on him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell honey's best friend your mouth shut?
No, I wouldn't tell honey's best friend. Not at all. I don't want to even get involved with that. I wouldn't want to get involved with that because the simple fact, like, how close am I to her to put out? And then why am I getting involved in their relationship? Because that could backfire on me. Like, how did I find out this information? Even if I've seen it for myself and I know that it's true, at the end of the day, that's something that, in a way, he will have to figure out. Now, if honey found out that his best friend's girl, wife, was cheating on him, and he wanted to say something about it, that's on him. Because he's closer in that relationship than I am. Because at the end of the day, I'm still like the other person that was brought into the friendship. and vice versa. What if she told Honey, like, oh, your girl is cheating on you, which is ain't true, by the way, for people. I'm just putting a perspective out there. But I would go to her and be like, and who are you to be telling him that I'm doing this? Like who are you and why are you getting involved in my relationship?
All y'all are friends. Yes, sir. So I'm playing devil's advocate. And we got another caller. It's my buddy, Slim Whiskey. Hey, what's up,
Slim? Oh, jeez. Don't tell me. Is this something that involves him?
No. I came up with this question on my own. I just wanted to bring him in because I always like when, he gives his opinion on stuff. So, Slim, did you hear the question?
You know, Slim player is a player from the Himalayas, so I'm just...
Yes, he is.
I heard the question, and this ain't my situation, Faye. Thank you very much.
I love you too.
Exactly. But just kind of piggyback off of what you said. Yeah, I'm going to mind my business on this one. Because it's exactly the same reason you said. It's like I'm actually the outside person. It's his best friend and his best friend's wife. I'm like, you're the end man. So if anything, if I was going to say something, I would say something to him about it. Then he can take it upon himself if he want to tell his best friend or the best friend's wife, or he can leave it be. But you being like a third party in that situation,
yeah,
they're going to look at you like, they're going to be like, who is you to say anything? And then in turn, that might even cause a rift between you and Honey, because then they'll be like, well, if you knew this was going on, you kind of just bypass me and go straight to them.
Yep. Good point. That's a good point. Nope, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering because, I don't know. Part of me is saying maybe I should mind my business, but if we all hanging out together, and where did I might feel some type of way like this chick, and she's dirty. And I would feel bad for my best friend, or my best, or my spouse's best friend, we all cool and all, and this person's slipping around on you. I think I would kind of nudge myself, you need to tell your girl this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's different because y'all... But see, y'all all kind of like mutual acquaintances. So y'all know each other, but even still, I wouldn't make that initial step on that one. I would let, my spouse or whoever run with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not something I would want to get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Slim, you got a question?
I got a question. I got a ton of questions.
No.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
It all depends on what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's relationship time, so go ahead.
It's relationship time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess lately. How come people are, all right, what's your policy on dating somebody and being friends on social media with them?
Okay,
personally, I got a policy now that I refuse to be friends with anybody I'm dating on social media due to a lack of maturity on other parties.
Mm-hmm.
Dating or in a relationship?
Either one. I'm tired of hearing why this person always liking your posts, why this person always got a comment or something. Every time you put a picture up, this person... I just think that a lot of people aren't mature enough. A lot of people aren't mature enough to be in a relationship with you and be social media friends. Because the things they see on social media, they take it for face value. For example, if somebody calls you babe on Facebook, oh, why are they calling you babe? Why are they calling you honey? I'm like, that's just the way people talk.
Exactly.
You need to let them know you're talking to somebody. Why is that even relevant?
If you're not really talking to somebody, and I'm not putting your business out there, but let's just go there, you're not really involved with anyone.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to tell anybody that you're doing anything. That's what gets me like,
right.
You tell them you're in a relationship. I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah. But you still got to hear about it.
Yeah. And that's what goes on, you know, that's what part of my question last week was, why do we have to label relationships or label, like, well, that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend, especially at our age. Like, we're not in elementary school or high school no more.
Yeah, in
high
school.
I don't have to label nothing.
I feel like this. Like, we all adults. If I'm digging you, like, if I enjoy spending time with you, you enjoy spending time with me. We have a common understanding that we're together and we're going to be exclusive, and it's just me and you. It's like, oh, let's go and tell the world that that's my girlfriend, that's my boyfriend. I'm like you said, this ain't high school. We know what it is.
Yeah. I agree.
So I'm about to put in another party into this, so I'm about to ask Honey a question.
Oh.
Honey. Do you think our relationship has been stronger because you're not on social media?
Become strong because I'm not on social media?
Yeah.
I mean, it does play a part about it because people don't have their 2 cents to add to it. I mean, I would probably say, yeah, to a certain extent.
Because you see, on Instagram, you see the pictures I post, but you're not on Facebook, you're not on Twitter, you're not on Snapchat.
Mm-mm.
But do you think that we have survived as a whole because, you know, we're not Facebook friends and we're not, like, Twitter friends and, you know, we're not on each other's social media like that?
Yeah, I would say so. Because, you know, I might read something and I might take it the wrong way. You know, just the same way you might read something and take it the wrong way.
Mm.
You know?
There it is.
That's an important factor.
There it is. And to me, it sounds like you're perfectly. Hey, what's going on, Dave? This is Slim.
You said, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening, brother?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, but pretty much he kind of said the same thing we have. Like, they know what they have. And so we strong what we have. We don't need to go ahead and tell the world, oh, I'm here.
Yeah, you know, and I don't have to watch her 24/7 just like she don't have to watch me 24/7. You know, because we
it's
have a strong trust factor with each other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, the industry she's around a lot of males, you know. So
yeah.
I have to take that into consideration and, like, really trust her. Yeah, which I do.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, because ain't nobody
honey.
There
we go. Ain't nobody honey.
Ain't nobody ever going to be honey but honey.
Somebody got you whipped.
Oh, stop. But you know what? I'm okay with that because he's honey. I can admit that.
Oh.
That's why we fired him.
Yeah.
So. Now.
Hey, well, look, maybe one day I'll be with like y'all.
Yeah, you're going to have to get off social media.
Look, yeah, there you go, right?
Yeah,
because social media does play a hard role on relationships. Now, I've seen relationships crash and burn because of social media.
Uh-huh.
If somebody to put a picture up and some girl commented and the girlfriend's like, well, who is she? And then vice versa, a girl puts up a picture and the boyfriend looks at it and like, oh, why are all these thirsty guys all on your picture talking about this picture? And it makes relationships hard. It does.
Or no, I get the ones that be like this. You tell somebody, all right, I'm ready to go to bed. Good night. Well, I saw you put a status up an hour later. Like, okay.
No, like, you got what's called stalkers. That's what you got. They are stalker mode.
Yeah, just a day in the life of Slim Whiskey.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's your
whoremonger. I'm sorry. What did you say, James? What was that?
I called you a whoremonger.
Wow.
See,
they ain't even right.
Huh?
They ain't even right.
Yeah, exactly. Find yourself a nice woman and just go ahead and settle down.
So let him live his life, too.
Huh?
What'd
you
say?
You need to live your life, too. When you find the right one, you know it. That's the thing. Once you find the right one, you know it.
It ain't as easy. Because trust me,
you ain't found the right one yet.
The past couple ones, they had their baggage with them.
You got to walk right up to them and smack them across the ass. That's how you know they ain't the right one.
Yeah, what?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, last one I did that to, I had a boyfriend.
that's what I had to do. I walked right to Tracy and pop!
And then Tracy smacked you across the face, and then you were sperm.
You understand what I'm saying? Claim my damn property. They keep it sprung as a sin. That's just how big that does.
I tell you what, I'm going to start doing me some dating applications. But look, I need to see a birth certificate, a psych eval, an STD test, and I even want your credit rating.
What? Why? Why?
Because nobody wants to get involved with somebody's books.
Mm-hmm. Every time you turn around your ass. Exactly.
And it's that the fourth that causes problems in a relationship. And the other thing I was just about to say before we came in with that is another question. How do y'all feel about asking your partner, if this is the person you're going to be with, how do you feel about asking that person to take a STD test? Do you ask them? Don't ask them?
Listen, I have no problem. But look, I'll show you mine.
Wait, what was the question?
Would you ask that person to take an AIDS test?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All the tests. AIDS, HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, herpes.
Exactly. Yep.
Old Dave Chappelle song when he had the puppets. Gonorrhea.
We are the crumbs.
Not to see them. But here's the real problem a lot of people have. They jump from relationship to relationship, not knowing the person they dealt with. And stuff don't manifest until sometimes a few weeks later. So here it is, you're dealing with somebody new. You thinking they gave you some hot stuff. They're like, nah, that was Carlos she was dealing with like 2 months ago.
Yeah. But that's the problem with a lot of people as far as relationships anyway. Like, they really don't take the time to get to know one another. They do jump. Right, and it's like, one thing, okay, now, if you meet a person and y'all are sexually attracted to one another and y'all want to get it in there, fine, but you have to take precaution along with that. Uh-huh. You understand? You have to, you know, take precautions, but you can't go raw dogging everybody. If you be blunt about it, you just can't do that with everybody. Unless you're not
we all can't be big ass.
60. Please. Why do you think Big Daddy only had one kid? If Big Daddy knew how to strap it up, don't get it twisted. And when I did have that one, she was planned. So.
And Fei-Fei ain't got no kids because Fei-Fei know how to swallow. You just saying.
You had to say it, didn't you?
Yep.
You had to say that again, didn't you?
Well, I've been with the same man for 5 years, too, so I can say that.
As he would say,
it's got to go somewhere. So.
There we go.
Shoot. Honey probably sit back there grinning like me dug down. I said, yep. She's there too.
It'd be different if I was, like you were saying, a whoremonger or something, but... I've been with the same man for 5 years.
Y'all can do pretty much anything, but I give. Like we were saying, it's just you can't do everything with everybody.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Without, you know, spending time getting to know one another, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people out there, I'm not just saying women, I'm saying people in general, that they get with this person and they want to go 0 to 60 in a relationship, and you have to pump your brakes sometimes and get to know, you know, get to know the person, know their likes, dislikes, who they've been with.
Uh-huh.
Because if, when you first meet somebody, they're not going to tell you everything about their past. Like, everybody has a couple of bones in their closet that they're not telling, you know, or they just don't want to tell you at the time.
Not
and
the
then, you know, a year ago passed, and, you know, and then they go, oh, yeah, you know, back in the day, I met five guys pull a train on me. Like, what?
Now, see, me, I figure I'm the opposite. I'm going to throw it all out there. The reason being, I feel like, look, people should come with warning labels. So,
well, you know, they do nowadays. They actually do. You know, you cannot have unprotected sex with just anybody.
Uh-huh.
So you really have to take the time. And if you choose to make that choice and have unprotected sex, then you get what you get. Everybody in the free world knows about AIDS and STDs and diseases and whatever. You choose not to wear a condom, then you do what you get.
And you basically risking your life, yeah.
But see, the problem is people aren't thinking about the STD portion. They're thinking about the kid portion. It's like, oh, I'm going to get pregnant. I'm good.
Mm-mm. And that was in the back of my mind the whole time when I was younger. Like, it ain't just about the kid part of it. I don't want to get nothing that's going to kill me in about 5-10 years.
Uh-huh. Listen, you know, we all grew up in that era with Eazy-E and Magic Johnson.
Yeah. What did you say again? I'm sorry.
Magic Johnson still kicking it.
Yeah, Magic's still alive and kicking.
That's because Magic is a millionaire, and he got that good stuff. They're giving him the good stuff. But us broke asses, they ain't going to give us that stuff they're giving Magic. But that stuff they're going to give Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
But Easy was going broke at the time when he knew he had it. So he ain't had that money like Magic got.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, another question, Swift?
I got tons of questions.
Yeah, what's your next question?
Well, throw another one out.
Okay. Okay. All right. I got one. Here's a good one. This is a personal situation of mine.
Okay.
Dealing with a chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And told her my goals as far as, you know, want to advance my career, get a new house, you know, do things like that. And the response I got was, I hope that none of your goals succeed because I'm not a part of your future. Now I want to see you succeed without me there. Now, how should you handle that sort of situation?
Cut her ass loose. Cut her ass loose. If you deal with a chick and she flat out tells you, I hope that everything you do fail because you ain't planning around me, you go to hell. That is so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Did this really happen?
Instead of,
I kid you not. This was a situation 2 weeks ago came up in conversation. I can't talk about
you
I'm
know,
trying to do this.
I'm just going to need to evaluate what kind of females. Like, what's your type? Like, what are you going after?
Well, I like mine sane. Listen, I like mine sane. I ain't found one yet.
You be dealing with the craziest one.
Yeah. Like, before, you know, you should be like, all right, you know, nice, thick. You know, complexion ain't really matter. As long as she was nice and thick, good height. Now I'm going for the sanity part first. If I can find me a sane one, I'll build up from there.
It's not about being crazy and being sane because everybody's crazy their own way.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that I'm stuck on, main thing I'm stuck on is you telling this person your goals, instead of them saying, well, let's help you reach your goals together, this person was going to say, I hope you fall on your face because I'm not a part of it. That's not cool.
Yeah. All right, let me tell you how the whole conversation went. So it started off, this person kept emphasizing the fact, you know, we've been talking for some time, we should move in together. We should get a place, we should get a place. All along, I've been saying, well, it's, we're not on it like that. Like, you know, we ran our courses over, it's done with, we need to basically, you know, move our own ways. So then I start talking about, well, I'm trying to move here. Oh, you can't move here because your credit jacked up. Oh, well, that house is out of your price range. You can't do this, you can't do that. So my response was, it's funny. Every time I say something about a dream I had, why is it that you want to keep down on my dreams? Because if I'm not a part of your future, then I don't want to see you succeed.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's not cool.
It's not cool at all. Not even remotely, closely. Like, no.
So, which is pretty much why I choose to stay single.
I don't even know what to say.
But then now you need to start evaluating yourself, too. Like, why are you pulling in all these crazy chicks?
I had no idea.
She got a point with that one. Like, what is it about you that, you know, you can't find a woman or you deal with a woman that would go there with you? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying every woman you dated has been bad, crazy, blah, blah, blah. Because we can't, you know, lump them all together. That's what I don't want to do, is lump them all together.
Right.
What I'm saying is, that one was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
You understand what I'm saying? So you got to deal with that one. Like, that one has to go. Or if another one was to come, you know, like that, saying something like that, then that one, you got to pretty much deal with every one of them on a case-by-case basis. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can't just do everybody the same way. And that's my, you know, I guess I'm trying to get my point across. I hope y'all understand exactly what I'm saying.
No, exactly. Because you can't classify everybody in the same group. It's like the same thing they do with just black people, like say with blacks of any race. One person does something, so y'all almost do it. Things like you got to take everybody as an individual. It's just not say all women as a whole. It's just there were specific people that you dealt with. Like don't get me wrong. Like I've had like is my fair share of people, you know, who got all their wits about them. Just the problem happens is our schedules just haven't matched. Like one person in particular, you know, I've been dating for some time. She's always working or traveling, and then same thing. I'm in school or working myself, so it's trying to matter her and I getting our schedules lined up.
So, it'll happen if it's meant to be, but sometimes these things take time, and it's only going to happen when God allows it to happen. And if anybody, so I still are stuck on the same, if you don't mean me well, we not need to be together. That's just crazy.
Because some people
like,
feel like, look,
really stuck on that.
Yeah, because for them, they figure, I don't want you doing nothing with nobody else that you're not doing with me. And I don't mean just physically. It's just a matter of you shouldn't be able to travel. You shouldn't be able to better your life unless I'm there right alongside you.
And then why does she have that much time to worry about what you're doing?
I have no idea.
Anywho, very good talk and a very good show. Slim Whiskey, thank you for calling again.
Oh, no problem, brother.
You know,
thanks
I like, you know, I like you calling in with your, you know, with your situations and stuff. Because I'm not in my dating world no more, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, listen, it's a long week, so I'm pretty sure I have something new for you next Monday.
And I appreciate you here.
Yeah, right?
You have a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Take care. Don't have your girls coming after me because I don't call you, hun.
Somebody going to come beat your ass now. And you said
like, yo, that's my brother. I call him whatever I want.
Well, we're going to wrap up this episode of Big Daddy's Hard Talk Volume 12. What's on the horizon for you? Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Something's going on with my sink. It was making a weird noise. But, oh, boy. Everybody check out stayatleast.com. What else? Still training, working hard, do what I do. I got training tomorrow. I got training Wednesday, training Thursday. Some stuff should be coming up pretty soon with Ring of Honor. So we're definitely working on it. Match should be coming out fairly soon. I want to say probably in the next week or two. Because it's going to be something they post on video on demand, which I didn't realize that, but that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
As far as me, rehabbing, anybody that's listening, keep me in your prayers as far as the ankle. It's been a real pain in the behind, but, give God the glory when I can. I am doing a movie. I'll discuss more of that as it comes up. I'll be doing a short film, which is cool.
All right.
So, I had to drop the wrestling thing to pick up the acting thing, so that's always good. I'll be going back down to the Sixers games very soon. If anybody wants to come up, say hi to me down at the well, please do. I take pictures, and I want to meet you guys. I want to speak to you and get to know you. And hold on a second. We have a call.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
Yo, Big Daddy, what's up? Is Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What's going on? This is Big Weenie Castanini calling.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Big Daddy? How the hell are you, man?
I'm good. Just maintaining. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just got home from work, and I thought I'd throw on some Big Daddy, and I'm enjoying the show so far.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. And we really want to call in to your show. Why don't you tell us, about your show?
Well, my show is called the Big Weenie Castanini Show. It's on Sunday mornings from 10 to 12 for the people that are up at that time. And, we talk about a little bit about everything. We try to keep it light, try to keep it funny. It's pretty much like a comedy variety type of show,
Mm-hmm.
And so far, so good. I'm 7 shows in, and, people seem to enjoy it, and I like doing it. So I'm having a good time.
All right.
That's
awesome.
Cool. We're definitely going to check you out.
All right, great, man. I was listening to you guys before, and you were talking about I think what I got out of it, you were saying honey. Now, honey, you mean my girl, right, or your boy. It could be either one, right?
Well, that's my nickname I give to my fiance. I just call him honey.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know who you were talking about. All right, so in other words, if I knew if my wife's best friend's husband was cheating on her, is that my scenario?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would I say something to who? My wife? The husband? Who? Anybody?
Would you say something to the husband that his wife was cheating on?
Now, this is my wife's best friend's husband. Would I tell the husband?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Actually, that's already happened around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they ain't listening, but... Oh, Yeah, you know, that was years back. It was her best friend was doing her boyfriend dirty, and you know what? I got to know the guy. I got to really, really like the guy. He was a good guy, and that's usually what I was saying.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the problem. That was the problem, Big Daddy. Or else, if I didn't know the guy or I met him once, I would have never thought anything about should I tell him, should I not? Because I wouldn't even given it any thought.
Yeah, but you got to know the guy.
Yeah, I got to know the guy. He started coming around. Me and him hit it off really well. At one point, we were hanging out a lot, and and she was doing him dirty, and I knew it. And I hated it because he was a good guy. She didn't deserve him.
So it's a situation
like that too. It's so hard.
Yeah, that situation sucks. You know, my initial response. You know, I wasn't sure. I was a little torn whether I would say something or not. And I heard you say you would not say nothing. I heard Trudy say she wouldn't say something. Mm-hmm. And I heard your caller say he wouldn't say nothing. He was black as well, right? Because black people don't say shit about nothing. Except from my experience.
Yeah, we got
I think that comes with growing up in the hood and just you didn't see nothing. You don't know nothing. It's like, you're better off just keeping your mouth shut all the time.
Well, I can't really say I grew up in the hood because I did grow up in the suburb. But I'm saying just it's not for me to say, but I would really feel bad, and I think I would press my spouse to, look, either tell your girl to stop running around or tell him what's going on. But
maybe
you hanging out
to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe push out,
and I know this is going on.
Yeah, it was bothering me
after a while.
It was, and you know what? It didn't work out between them, and I was kind of glad for him. I was kind of glad for him, you know.
Yeah. But thanks for calling, Big Weenie. I appreciate it, and we'll definitely be calling your show.
All right, cool. And I'll be calling in. I'm going to keep listening.
You want to
plug
one more time while we got you?
What's that, Big Daddy?
Plug your show one more time before I let you go.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, it's called the Big Weenie Cassidini Show. It's on right here on Blog Talk Radio, Totally Driven Network, Sundays, 10 a.m.
Cool. So if you're up Sunday morning and you ain't going to church, call in Big Weenie Show. And the judge, y'all ain't down,
so
you ain't got nothing better to do but call Big Weenie Show and check you out.
That's it.
I'm definitely going to call, but I probably can't be long on there because I do go to church, but I do want to call in and say what's up and joke around.
Church ain't 3-4 hours. You can, what time is your mass? Do you go to the noon mass, 11 o'clock? What time is your mass you usually go to?
Now, if you ask my wife, church starts at 10 o'clock. It starts at 11 o'clock.
You
know what I'm saying?
I got you.
The praise and worship starts at our church at 10 o'clock. Okay? So for a whole hour, I don't need to sit there and hear people cataloging who and I. You know what I'm saying? So I can get there at 11 o'clock. And still get a little worship in, still hear the word, still pay my tithes, do whatever and leave. Because, in black churches, church goes for about 2.5, maybe 3 hours.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm not going to extend that to 4 hours. No, I'm not doing it.
Is it like a Baptist or like Episcopalian? Is there like a derivative of the church?
My church is non-denominational.
Oh, it's non-denominational. Okay, cool. Yeah. And it's still it could be two, 3 hours?
2-3 hours.
Wow.
It was one time, I can't remember, just recently I was there. And I got there about 10:30. And church went almost till 2.
Mm-mm.
Almost till 2.
I was snuck out.
I had to pee. I was hungry because I didn't get to eat breakfast. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you know what? It was Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh,
I'm like,
whoa,
the game gonna come on soon? Yeah. I'm like, the game gonna come on soon? I ain't got my snacks ready or nothing. Like, I could have waited for the Super Bowl stuck to me, so I guess I didn't really need anything. But, yeah.
You know what, Big Daddy, I got to get myself back to church. I used to like the church. I used to be involved in the church. I don't know, you know, you just get pulled away after some time. It just happens. I got to get myself back. I always tell myself I'm going to, and I really do. I you know, it's never a bad thing. It's never a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm laughing at my wife back here. She's eating a popsicle and it's like really loud in my ear. And I'm like, is that like something?
Are you thinking it's some nasty thoughts? That's probably what it is.
All I'm saying is, I'm like, what the hell is going on back here? But you know what? You really have to get back into it, Whedon. It's like, it keeps me grounded. And I've been through so much in this past year. That if I didn't have my faith as strong as it is, I don't know how I would have got through it.
Yeah, no, you know what? You're right. It's true. You know what? The happiest I was when I was going. And I think that says it all. I think that says it all.
Yes. Yes.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for having me. And I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Calling,
I really enjoy you guys.
Thanks for
calling.
Thank
you, sir.
You got it, guys.
Good to have other shows calling your show. We got to make a conscious effort to call their shows, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I like him. I haven't never met him, but I heard him at a conference call not too long ago, and I heard him talking. This dude is really funny. He's a funny guy. So check his show out. He's a card. But, all right, let me wrap this up. There's three different types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Big Daddy and Faye Elise that make things happen. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night. Talk to y'all next Monday.